Thank you, Chris and Rob, for a very enjoyable update on Norwich City's first month of the season. And now our final news stories.
Catton Community Choir starts for the new term on Monday, September the 5th, and would welcome new members. All adults are welcome. 16 to 18-year-olds can come with a parental consent form, but under 16s must be accompanied by an adult. The group meets on Monday evenings at 7:30pm at Oak Grove Chapel on Catton Grove Road.
Maternity units are the worst staff departments at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and are having to turn pregnant women away. As reported recently, an urgent review is being carried out by the hospital into the lack of midwives. And hospital reports, which show staffing levels in every unit and ward at the NNN, revealed that the three maternity units, the neonatal intensive care unit, the midwifery-led birthing unit, and the delivery suite, regularly have the lowest levels of midwives and nurses in the hospital. The hospital says new midwives are joining, but the lack of staff means that the maternity unit was forced to close to pregnant women 16 times from May to November last year. A further six women were turned away in May and June this year. The NICU and MLBU were the worst staffed units in the hospital for nursing staff in June, with just 78% and 79% of the scheduled hours worked in that month, respectively. The MLBU sank to a staffing low for night shifts in June, with 73% of planned staffing hours actually filled. The figure for the delivery suite was 89%. That compares with 93% at the delivery suite for the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn in June and 105% for the James Paget University Hospital's delivery suite in Galston. Frances Bolger, head of midwifery at the NNN, said, "We continually carry out staffing level reviews and amend the number of staff members dependent on demand, patient care required, and support in the community. We have recently welcomed eight new members of staff, with a further 15 joining us in September across the maternity and neonatal wards."
The skipper of an angling boat that came within moments of sinking has told of how he feared losing the vessel he bought 36 years ago. Paul Dybel, who's 68, was a nautical mile out to sea with six passengers when he noticed his versatility boat SeaQuest was filling with water. However, the skipper remained calm in the face of danger, drawing on his 54 years of boating experience to avoid disaster. Mr. Dybel had been escorting the passengers on a fishing trip when the boat's alarm system notified him of a leak in one of its valves. On checking the vessel's engine box, he saw that it too had filled with water. However, Mr. Dybel remained composed, sending radio signals to the Coast Guard and preparing his passengers with life jackets. He said, "This was the first time I had experienced something like this on my own vessel." The six people then boarded the daughter boat of offshore standby vessel the Putford Puffin, leaving Mr. Dybel fearing for his boat, but not for his life. "I honestly thought that was it for her," said Mr. Dybel. "I wasn't worried about myself. I knew what to do, and I have an inflatable lifeboat if the worst comes to the worst. I've seen boats roll and others in horrendous conditions, and I honestly thought I would lose her."
A love of animals led a woman to start a special boarding service so pet owners can go away without worrying about their furry friends. Eastern College lecturer Becky Jordison offers a home away from home for small and fluffy animals while their owners are on holiday. Billy Bunny Boarding houses both indoor and outdoor rabbits and guinea pigs. Mrs. Jordison said, "I became ill last year and realised that I had to do something. I had a passion for and love of animals, especially rabbits, and this led me to looking into bunny boarding. I always struggle when we go away to find someone to look after my own rabbit, Billy. I realised my area had plenty of dog kennels and catteries, but no one catered for smaller pets like rabbits, guinea pigs and hamsters. I have owned and cared for small animals all my life and spent my childhood on my grandfather's farm, so this seemed like the perfect job. Mrs. Jordison said, "Fitting it in with my other job is also challenging, but I have the full support of my husband and he will manage the business when I am unable to. I've also found that I get easily attached to each and every animal that I care for, so saying goodbye to our boarders is really difficult for me."